SBS Filipino. Halos 2/3 o 2/3 ng mga matatandang Australiano ay sobra sa timbang o napakataba. Hindi katakataka na isa sa tatlong tao ay nagjejeta sa pagkain bawat taon. Sinayasat namin ang tatlong kilalang dieta para sa pagbabawas ng timbang, ang Paleo, Atkins at ang dieta na low carb, high fat o mababa sa carbohydrate, mataas sa fat, at sinuri namin kung ano ang ibig sabihin nito para sa mga grupo na may edad lampas 50. Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Si Dr. Rod Taylor ay isang anestesista na nakabase sa Melbourne. Sa labas ng kanyang trabaho sa araw, siya ay isang lubos na tagapagtaguyod para sa LCHF o low carbohydrate, high fat na pagkain sa pamamagitan ng isang grupo na kanyang pinapatakbo na tinatawag na low carb down under.
I've been observing patients for now 40 years and I've been observing people get bigger and bigger, waistlines expanding and more of the diseases, which I think are a reflection of poor nutrition, of the metabolic syndrome and diabetes, heart disease, strokes. Really, we have such serious problems and they only appear to be getting worse.
Ipinapakita ng pananaliksik na isinagawa ng kumpanya ng Consumer Genetics na MyDNA na mahigit sa 1/3 ng mga Australiano ay sumusubok na magbawas ng pagkain o magdieta bawat taon bilang resulta ng tumataas sa problema sa labis na katabaan. Ipinaliwanag ng CEO ng MyDNA, Dr. Lior Rochberger.
And even when they finish a diet, a further 29% admitted to putting weight back on after following that diet plan.
Si Dr. Rod Taylor ay matapat na naniniwala na ang pagkaing mababa sa carbohydrate, mataas sa taba o low-carb, high-fat diet ay ang sagot sa mas mahusay na kalusugan at pagbaba ng timbang. Siya ay nabawasan ng 10 kilong timbang sa pamamagitan lamang ng pag-alis ng asukal at pinong carbohydrate mula sa kanyang dieta.
I discovered that there was really a significant body of scientific opinion recommending getting off sugar and refined carbohydrates. So I guess I've been doing it particularly for about 6 years now, and I'm very happy with all my health markers, including my blood lipids, my weight, my waistline, and other cardiac tests that one can have done to make sure that one is on a good track.
Ang dieta ni Dr. Taylor na low carb, moderate protein, higher healthy fat, o mababa sa carbohydrate, katamtamang protina at mas mataas na malusog na taba ay nagsisimula sa almusal na bacon at itlog na may abokado, isda at salad na may keso at mani para sa tanghalian at isang bahagi ng karne na maraming gulay para sa hapunan.
The average Australian is having about 200 to 250 grams a day, and we'd be advocating 50 grams or less, essentially cutting out the bread, the rice, pasta, and the potatoes. And for people over the age of 50, I'd say it's still highly recommended be in the best health you can to avoid the diseases of older age as much as possible protein.
Ang mga dietang low carb, high fat, Atkins at Paleo ay may pare-parehong katangian ng pagkain, ng sariwang pagkain at pag-iwas sa mga pagkaing na proseso. Ang Paleo diet, na kilala din bilang caveman diet o pagkain ng mga sinaunang tao, ay sumusunod sa mga gawi ng pagkain ng mga sinaunang mga ngaso. Itinataguyod nito ang pagkain ng karne na kumain ng damo, mga gulay, prutas, berries, mga mani o nuts at mga ugat, habang iniiwasan ang gatas, asukal, mga pagkaing buto at butil. Sa paliwanag ng Senior Nutritionist ng Nutrition Australia na si Aloysa Harrigan.
It excludes normal dairy and focuses and encourages the nut milks and some other fermented milk drinks like kefir, but basically promotes more the nut milk, especially coconut milk and almond milk would be two popular ones. And they don't promote unsaturated oils. They tend to encourage people not to use unsaturated oils at all, so that would exclude olive oil. And instead, they tell people to use ghee and coconut oil. And then, they, as I mentioned, they exclude dairy, normal dairy, grains, and legumes, and preservatives and processed food.
Gayunpaman, hindi kumbensido si Aloysa Harrigan na ang paleo diet ay buong kapaki-pakinabang para sa kalusugan ng buto ng isang tumatandang tao.
So it's important to have enough calcium and other minerals in your diet that help support bone health. Obviously, dairy normally is our major source of that. You do get calcium in alternative milks. You can get calcium fortified milks. But if it doesn't say calcium fortified on an alternative milk, say like almond milk, then there won't be very much calcium in there. And they're much lower in protein as well compared to cow's milk. So you need to think, well, how am I going to get enough calcium? And I think these diets probably, the paleo certainly doesn't promote a good calcium intake.
Samantala, maraming sumunod sa Atkins diet sa unang bahagi ng taong 2000. Itinataguyod din ang mababang carbohydrate at high-fat na pagkain na may pagtuon sa karne. Naglalaman ito ng full-fat dairy o produktong gatas, nuts, mga buto o seeds, matabang pagkaing dagat, itlog at mga gulay na hindi naglalaman ng carbohydrate. Ang Atkins diet ay nahahati sa apat na yugto, kung saan ang nagjejetang tao ay nagsisimula sa pagkain ng mas mababa sa 20 gramo ng carbohydrate bawat araw sa loob ng 2 linggo. Pagkatapos ay dahan-dahan na pagdagdag ng mga mani at prutas at unti-unting tinataasan ang dami ng carbohydrates.
And the Atkins diet is basically a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet as well. The Atkins diet limits carbohydrate to about 20% of the energy in the diet coming from carbohydrate. But it's still very low in comparison to the Australian Dietary Guidelines, which tell us to eat somewhere between maybe 45 to 55% of the energy in our diet coming from carbohydrate sources.
Napag-alaman ng isang pananaliksik noong taong 2014 na ginawa ng ANZAC Research Institute ng Sydney na ang dieta na mataas sa protina ay tunay na nagre-resulta sa mas masahol na mga kinalabasan ng kalusugan na may masamang presyon ng dugo, diabetes at mas maikling buhay. Nasaksihan din ni Aloysa Harrigan ang mga komplikasyon sa kanyang mga mas nakatatandang kliyente na nag-eksperimento sa estilo ng dieta na low-carb, high-fat. Sinabi niya ang pagkain ng mas maraming pulang karne ay maaaring magpataas ng iyong tsansa ng pagkakaroon ng cancer sa bituka, pati na rin ang iba pang mga karamdaman kaugnay ng tiyan.
None of these diets are really ideal, and I think people may get some weight loss, but I just worry about what people are aiming to achieve, because people, if you're trying to achieve better health, there's very little evidence that any of these patterns are going to give you a good long-term outcome that way.
Sinabi niya na isang normal na bahagi ng pagtanda ay ang pagkawala ng bahagi ng kalamnan o muscles na nangangailangan ng sapat na pagkonsumo ng protina at mas maraming carbohydrate.
If you want that protein to be available to improve your muscle mass, you actually need to have a certain amount of carbohydrate there so that your body can use some carbohydrate for energy, which it prefers, and then it can use the protein to look after your muscle mass and for other certain functions in your body. So if you only have a very high protein intake and low carbohydrate intake, some of the protein might need to be used for as an energy source, and so you may not be left with as much protein as you think for helping muscle mass.
Ipinapayo ni Harrigan na magpatingin sa iyong GP o isang accredited na dietitian kung mayroong mga malalang problema sa kalusugan at isaalang-alang ang pagbabago ng dieta.
If your kidney function's impaired, but it, you know, so it's not working so well, but it's quite stable, you should certainly talk to your doctor before you make any big changes to your diet. And because it may not be good for you, quite correct, it may not be a good thing, that in fact too much protein could be damaging, and you would want to be sure that you were not going to hurt your health further in any ways.
Kapag nabigo ang lahat ng iba pa, iminumungkahi ni Dr. Lior Rochberger mula sa MyDNA ang pag-decode ng inyong DNA upang makabuo ng isang plano ng dieta na angkop sa iyong mga pangangailangan.
And that might tell them the specific areas that is contributing to their weight gain and making it harder for them to lose weight. Some people might have a problem with the way they process carbohydrates. Others might have a problem with fats. And understanding genetics will help you optimize your own diet plan.
Upang malaman kung paano magbawas ng timbang sa isang malusog na paraan, magtungo sa website ng Eat for Health sa www.eatforhealth.gov.au.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.